Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bringing us back, the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth King's our guest, our good friend, 13-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Profitability Revolution, author of the new book. I think this is her fourth book, maybe more. I've forgotten so many, I can't keep up. The Ugly Truth About Cash, 50 Ways Employees and Vendors Steal From You, and What to Do About It. But it's not just about that. It's about how to manage your own cash in a smart way so that you don't lose it, so that you don't compromise. This is a way, Ruth, the goal is to put a lock on the door. We've all said for years, locks are made for honest people, to keep honest people from walking into your building, right? A true thief. We'll just break the lock, but an honest person will turn away, and you, by doing some of your practices, you could help an otherwise honest person not be tempted, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
That's the purpose of the book, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I mean, there's the first story in the book is about a bookkeeper who was a really good bookkeeper, and she, she was pretty accurate. You know, we all make mistakes every once in a while, and about 3 years into it, she was going through a nasty divorce, and her attorney said to her, if I don't have $3,000 by Friday, I'm dropping your case.
Wow.
To which she went total emotional. I mean, she's not thinking straight or anything else like that. So she wrote a check to herself, forged a signature.
Even though if she'd gone to her boss and said, boss, I need $3,000.
Yeah, let me tell the story, okay?
Sorry.
And so the banker just happened to see it. It wasn't a small-town bank, but he just happened to see it and called the owner on the phone and said, I have this $3,000 check here written to, whatever. And she had figured nobody'd see the check because it was still back in the days when you got your checks back.
Mm-hmm.
And so he confronts her with it, and she breaks down crying finally, and he says to her, why didn't you just come to us? You know we loan money to our employees because you take the money out of payroll deduction every week. I mean, it was a perfect example of somebody who stops thinking rationally,
starts
thinking emotionally, does stupid stuff, and ends up in jail for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just nuts.
When my employees come to me, when I hire a new employee, within before the sun sets on the first day at work, or maybe probably when I tell them they've got the job, I tell them two things. I say, number one, you don't have to lie to me, because if you want to do something, if you ask me, I'll probably let you do it. And number two, you don't have to steal from me, because if you want something I have, if you ask me, I'll probably give it to you.
Yeah.
I tell every employee that.
Yeah, and it's so, so true. And, we think that it's only employees, and before the break, we started talking about vendors. It goes back to the very first thing that you need to do is to send your bank statements home. And so
You've been telling us that for 13 years.
Yeah.
Send your bank statements to your house, folks, and make sure your bookkeeper knows that the bank statements, the reconciling of the bank statements, are going to happen off of that person's desk.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I had a vendor had changed a check from like $49 to $549, and the guy, he had been sending his bank statements home, like I asked him to do, and he calls me on the phone one day, and he goes, you're not going to believe this, to which he went, I probably am. What happened? And he told me the story, and he said, I looked at this check, the microfiche of this check, that was $549, and I knew I signed a check for less than that. So I brought it all in to the bookkeeper the next morning. She pulled the back up, and sure enough, the invoice said $49 or whatever it was. And the check, sure enough, said $549. So I marched down to the bank and said, give me my money back. And the bank went after the vendor.
Vendor was the one that changed it, yeah.
Yeah. And from that perspective, he probably put the $49 to the vendor, which was the total invoice, and took the other $500 for himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't always think about that. Sometimes I know some people look around their operation and they say, who would steal from me here? But we don't always think about that, because we might have, you know, 20 or 100 vendors.
Yeah. And I had a vendor, I mean, there's several stories in the book about vendors getting in bed with employees and using the corporation's, what do you call it, their account, and, you know, doing stuff that's, you know, they're just sucking things out of the corporation, and they're doing work and jobs and side jobs and stuff like that. And the vendor doesn't know it. I mean, the owner doesn't know it until the vendor screws up and sends them an invoice for something that
right.
they supposedly should have paid cash for.
Right.
I mean, it's craziness what they get into.
Well, there's, and these days we're giving our employees credit cards.
Yep.
And
oh, my
all,
gosh.
there's all kinds of ways of this getting out of hand. Isn't there? And the more of those kinds of release points, I'm going to call them release points, the likelihood of things getting out of hand are exponential, aren't they?
Absolutely, because we can now do things with direct deposit and direct withdrawal. I mean, all of a really good embezzler has to do is set up a direct withdrawal for a little bit, and you'll never see it unless you look at your bank statement.
Mm-hmm.
They're becoming sneakier and sneakier and sneakier. And my warning at the end of the book to embezzlers is says, okay, you guys will probably find some other ways to do this, but I'll write a sequel to this book and reveal those too.
Well, folks, that's the reason why, you know, we can't discuss everything on the show here, but this is the reason why I wanted you to know about the book, and The Ugly Truth About Cash, 50 Ways Employees and Vendors Steal From You, and What You Can Do About It, by Ruth King. Wherever books are sold, Ruth, Amazon, on your website?
Amazon, everywhere, on our website, thecouragetobeprofitable.com, yeah.
There you go. So check that out, folks. Quick break, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.